Taishun Dynasty. In late 18th century, both Dang Nuai and Dang Chong fell into crisis due to their prolonged civil war. Complaints from villages throughout the country turned into rebels against the governments. Historians named this period the century of peasant-led insurrections. The most noticeable was the Taishun insurrection, launched in 1771 in the Upper Taishun region, present-day Anhui Town, Jialai Province. After crushing the Nguyen Lord in Dang Chong in 1777, in the year of 1786, the most excellent leader of Taishun, Nguyen Hui, directly led an army to the north, defeated the Qin Lord and enthroned Le Chiu Tong. Then he brought his troops to Quinyuan. Emperor failed to protect his throne, running to China to seek reinforcements from the Qing court. Snatching this opportunity, the Qing emperor dispatched a crop of 290,000 soldiers to Daiviet. On 22 December 1788, Nguyen Hui proclaimed himself Emperor Quangchung in Fuxuan, Hui, in order to command the struggle against the invaders. Right after his coronation, Emperor Quangchung led his troops to the north at lightning speed. For several days, the army crossed over 300 kilometers from Fuxuan to Nihan. Here, the emperor stopped for recruiting new soldiers. On 15 January 1789, he met his general Ngo Van Se at the defense line of Tam Diep, Bien Sun, Ninbin and Tan Hoa now. On 25 January, the Lunar New Year Eve, he and his troops celebrated the New Year and went into battle. In the same night, five wings of the Taishun troops marched to Tanglong. Suffering a sudden attack, the Qing invaders could not fight back. Their garrison posts and camps at Yanhou, Hahoi, and Ngokhoi were captured quickly. In the afternoon of 30 January, the fifth day of the new year, Emperor Quanzhong and his troops regained Tanglong, entering the citadel in the warm welcome of local people.